What will it be like from going back in there, do you think?
Oh, footy clubs are very...
they just move
very
on.
Very much, yeah. Once you're in, when you're in the circle and the stuff that's happening on the periphery doesn't matter. It'll just... his teammates will just say to him, we just want you to be the best version of number two that we can possibly get.
Because there's some strong personalities in there. Like Brody Grundy wasn't scared to depart from the party script.
There'll be a couple. The Brodies are strong, and that's why I throw him up as a potential captain, because he is strong. You know, Scotty Penelby will I would imagine Scott would sit down with him and just say, you know, look, we've done this a few times. We've done this dance a few times, but, you know, really hone in and just lock into footy. Just be a 24/7 footballer and see where that takes you. You never know.
If he wasn't Jordan DeGoey and he was Jordan Joe Bloggs, let's call a spade, it'd be a totally different kettle of fish.
Yeah, no doubt. Be gone.
And that therefore complicates things. It always does.
That's just how it is, isn't it?
Dave's texting, just shows Collingwood have not changed. I follow the Western Bulldogs and the club had enough of Jake Stringer's rubbish. Collingwood had a chance to show the footy world they won't put up with a trash attitude. But this, though, the irony was Jordan DeGoey was in the US doing extra training ahead of the preseason.
Yeah. And there's a business element to this. Jake Stringer was... the Dogs were well compensated for Stringer, were they not?
It was a couple of picks in the 20s.
But they got... it
was okay.
Some decent picks.
It would be a par on the golf course, I reckon.
Where at least you're getting something in return. You just cut DeGoey and get nothing for him. So there's a level of business where you need to actually say, well, even if we do decide to move this guy on, we'd want to get something back in return.
Collingwood last chance is like John Farnham's final tour. My take, says Stephen Sunbury, is the bloke doesn't learn and he's cultural poison. I'd love Josh Jenkins' view on culture impacts and risks. You didn't really, thinking back to your time at Adelaide, you didn't have a player who...
No, we had a very incredibly good record citizens. With all these sorts of things.
The Cats with
it was spoken about a lot. It was spoken about a lot about how to act, how to behave. You know, this is a... Yeah, we went into the detail of, you know, we've got 4 days off. This is a six drink limit. Don't have more than six drinks. You know, we've got a large training block ahead of us, or we've got 6 day breaks. We're not going to drink this weekend because we've got a 6 day break. We went right into the detail, so the rules were clear, and there was never any grey area, because that's what young people will look for. Oh, I wasn't sure. I thought going out was all right, and obviously we know what happens when you go out and get on the drink, bad things happen. So perhaps Collingwood need to really tighten the screws in that sense and make it almost impossible for players to muck up.
Collingwood, new admin, not much changes. He's got off way too lightly again. That's off the text. And Darren's asking a question for the year in terms of list management approach from the Pies. Would Collingwood be better off offering Ben King the long deal and the money and having Jordan DeGoey make it possible by moving him on, letting him go? That's a question that...
You do that. You do that. If Jordan DeGoey was a model citizen, you'd do that deal, wouldn't you? Ben King, you'd do that deal in a blink.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be an interesting year for him, isn't it? He's going to be doing part-time work with the Salvation Army permanently until further notice. He's got, the off-field stuff to contend with in terms of, the counsellors or the health professionals and all that sort of stuff as well that he will have to adhere to that will be ratified in a courtroom on January 8 over there in New York. So he gets a last chance, we're told, and it is going to be a massive year for Jordan DeGoey. Actually, the Collingwood Chief Executive, Mark Anderson, said of Jordan DeGoey, his behaviour more generally, the club had spoken to Jordan DeGoey about it and he recognises that change is necessary. Mark Anderson went on to say he also understands that his actions from here will need to be evidence of that change. The responsibility to rebuild trust is his to carry, and he fully understands the consequences of any future issue. So it absolutely reads as last chance saloon sort of stuff, doesn't it? So we'll see how it plays out from here. His first day back on the job is today.
Yeah, it'll have a little bit of anxiety and a few butterflies, you'd think. You're not normal if you wouldn't.
And I wonder how far behind the rest of the group he is.
That'll be interesting to see. I'm sure there'll be cameras and eyes down there checking out the Pies. Very open facility, unlike ours. We used to lock the joint up, but you can get down there and have a look at him. So it'll be interesting.